This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New York City families got a little more information last week about what the fall semester of school may look like. It's still sketchy, but some outlines of a plan are emerging. And joining us now via Skype with the latest is Chalkbeat reporter Rima Amin. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Thanks so much.
Mayor de Blasio said Thursday the full plan to reopen the city's public schools is in the works, with more details coming this month. So right now, assuming most school buildings open, what might it look like?
Right. So right now, there are still a ton of open questions. But some things that I think we can start counting on, that's some obvious things like masks for everyone, for students and staff. Last week, the Education Department said it plans to buy much more soap and hand sanitizer. And folks might remember that before school buildings were closed, this was a huge concern. There were bathrooms in a lot of schools that often didn't have a lot of soap or any soap at all. So that's definitely something that's supposed to get addressed. There's going to be nightly cleanings with disinfectant dispensers, improved air ventilation and filter systems, according to the DOE. And then they're also working on guidelines for entry and exit to school. So you might think of headlines or stories where, kids or teachers are getting temperature checks before they walk into buildings, although we don't know the details of what that will look like yet. And then the last thing that we can count on is that there is a directive for principals to plan in a way that maintains 65 square feet between everybody in the building. So we can assume that there's going to be at least a chunk of people who are not reporting to the buildings in order to maintain social distancing guidelines.
And for those who can't or don't want to come to school in person, there will be a full-time remote option. Why is that important?
So there are still many teachers and lots of families who say that they're continued to be nervous about exposure to the coronavirus, especially if they have medically fragile or high-risk individuals at home. So this is, as we see cases sort of surge across the country again, this is coming back to the minds of folks who really had hoped for school buildings to reopen. So it doesn't matter if you are medically fragile. Any family will be offered this remote option, although we are still waiting for details about exactly how that would work, whether you would be taught by some teacher inside of your own school. Even with the proper protocols, I think public transportation is also a concern for families and teachers. The teachers union has been very public about not repeating some of the mistakes that were made before schools were closed. I think about 70 union members, give or take, have died due to the virus. And there are actually the DOE is estimating that up to one-fifth of teachers could choose to work from home because they are at high risk of severe complications of the virus. Considering all of these things, I think the Education Department, the city, believe that it's important to have this option. Although, again, we're still waiting on exactly how that would work.
Well, staffing is going to be a huge issue, and so is space. You reported that many schools have been told they could only have about a third of their students in the building at any given time. A lot of decisions come down to the principals. What are they telling you about this challenge?
Right. So right now they're in the middle of a few weeks ago, they received space estimates of their building. So that sort of looks at how much space can we account for when we think about everyone having about 65 square feet of distance between each other. And so they've been doing walkthroughs of their buildings to see how many kids that, they can teach at one time while following those guidelines. The principals we've talked to, it really varies. It depends on how perhaps new your building is, how many extra spaces you might have. When I say extra, I mean, cafeteria spaces or gymnasiums that you might be able to sit students inside of. And then there are other principals who are sharing maybe one floor with five other schools within the same building. And that's going to be really tough for them. I mean, they're concerned about how they're going to have to figure out how they make up for space that they just don't have and how many students can remain at home to learn remotely.
It seems like a big piece of the puzzle officials haven't addressed yet is childcare. Parents, including teachers, cannot fully return to work without adequate, affordable childcare, especially for the youngest kids.
That's right. And I think this was a huge concern of the UFT, the teachers union, last week. The city announced that it's sort of moving full steam ahead with a reopening plan and will try to account for as many kids in the building as possible. But with a remote option, the union is, you know, frustrated, it seems, with the mayor and the city because their childcare hasn't really been addressed yet. And that was a huge concern for city leaders and state leaders when schools were first closed for essential workers. You know, how will their kids be taken care of as they go out on the onto the front lines? And, you know, across the country, we actually, I was doing some searching yesterday. It seems that districts have not really figured this out. So that's going to be a huge question for the fall.
A huge question for the fall. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Rima Amin covers education for Chalkbeat New York.
Thank you so much.